Or the guy at Trader Joe's that told me to put olive oil on my who? Yeah. And I was like, thank you so much. I'm now going to look down at your name tag, Brandon, because I don't know your name.
You know what, Brandon? Recommend the spice jam. Tell me that I'm going to like that lemon basil paste, but don't talk about my vagina.
Yeah, if you can figure out a vagina, figure out your parking lot. And then I'm going to be in a better mood altogether. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Exactly. Okay. Are we podcasting yet? Because I have a lot to say that okay. is Jen, random.
Okay. We are podcasting.
Thank goodness. Okay.
Let's get some things out of the way. First of all.
Someday we're going to make t-shirts that say, are we podcasting?
If you don't know, and we are excited about it, our book is available for pre-order right now. The Middle School Mom Survival Guide, which we're very excited about. You pre-ordering for us gives us so much like heat and cred with the people that make decisions about future books. So do us a solid or pre-order that book. I think you're going to really love it. We're really proud of it. Yeah. Also, we're going to go on the road again with an all new show and that you can
fall.
Go to imomsohard.com to see show dates and cities that we're going to be in. Okay. That's the last we ask you to spend money. Also rate, review, and subscribe. That shit's free.
That's free.
Say nice things. Keep the wheels on this bus a-turning. And Jen, I think you should tell everybody where you're
well, I'm really,
to.
I'm really excited because I'm heading to Vegas for a retirement party. And
she's not retiring.
No, I'm not retiring. No, I will let you guys know. And that's years.
Yeah,
down
I don't
the road.
Know what we
I mutually agreed upon date to retire.
Well, the goal is we get a residency in Vegas.
Yep.
And we just get to be weird and old and like, I want to drive a fast car.
What I hope is that we can retire, but we get greedy and yeah. just so we just keep going.
But then we'll end up like Hall & Oates. We'll
Why?
Be like, you get on the stage, your side, I'll get on the stage, mine. I don't want that.
You know what? From your lips to God's ears, may we go that long.
Maybe.
I expect it to be that way, even though we still love each other. We'll be like, you get, I took your bad knee.
Yeah.
Walk faster, damn it.
I'm sick of carrying everything for you.
You want to do this show? Do it on your own, damn it. Yeah, but I'm so excited. I have Vegas swag to take with me that
okay,
I'm
let's
so
see
excited
it.
About.
Okay, when you go to Las Vegas, you have to have a certain amount
you
of stuff.
You have to get really stupid outfits. One of the things I ordered is this fake Gucci jumpsuit that is like, I'm going to look like an Italian like
designer.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
It's going to be awesome. That I don't have yet. Oh. Hopefully it comes tomorrow. But I bought this baby. Look at this handbag, you guys.
Okay. That's a really funny, dumb handbag that should have a bikini on the inside.
It is it's entirely bedazzled. And it's got playing cards, Queen of Hearts, on the outside of it. It's got this cute little handle like
this. This is very cute, but this is not what it's very cute. But I thought you were going to be like, look at this outfit I have.
That fits in there.
And it was going to be like a Band-Aid size, like barely covers.
I'm going there with like seven girls. Most of them work in the office at my school.
They're going to go topless. That is what Vegas is all about.
Well, maybe.
Well, you better show them
the way. Also, God's lifted. Look, I'll get crazy. This is what I'm going to do. I talked to like one of the women who's going has worked at the school for like 15 or 20 years and has known this woman who's worked in the school district forever. And she's like, I'm going and I'm smoking so many cigarettes and drinking so much booze. And I don't, who knows what
that
else.
That was you.
And
that was you who said that.
Wait, that was me that said that. Nope. But she said it. And I think she's like 65. So I was like, girl, I am going to be right there with you. Okay.
Yes.
These are not bubble gummers I'm going with. These are people who.
So, I'm kind of a big lame-o in Vegas. I don't like to wear, I like to be comfortable.
I'm going mostly comfortable, but
you will not. You'll wear something fun and girly, and it should be like that. But the only thing I want to do is play real gambling games.
Blackjack.
And that can go south or worse. I can win and then
go even further south.
Then it goes further south.
Yeah. Well, I used to really like to play craps. That's my only real table game. I know how to play blackjack. I don't think I'm good at it.
I love it.
But it's weird. I don't know how to say you're good at a gambling game.
Well, that's my problem, is I say I'm good at it. And then, I think we can see the problem.
Yeah, when the luck runs out. Then
yeah.
It's, yeah.
I give myself a very strict financial amount.
Yeah.
Because given the freedom to do whatever I want, I would end up with a tattoo. I'd end up at Prim, which is the town outside of yep. Vegas.
Oh, those, are they even, I don't know if they're active anymore. Those
they're
outlets?
They're active enough.
Okay.
I'll find a table. Well, I can't stop myself, but I hate losing money. So I,
yes,
that's why I'm not fun in Vegas.
Well, okay. I have lost a ton of money very quickly playing craps when it's a $5 table.
Okay.
This is,
Jen's
I mean,
like you guys. I was really down and out in the streets of Vegas. I lost $7 in one hand.
Well,
I didn't know how I was going to pay my rent.
$5, it's $5 basically every, not every roll of the dice, but number one, that's how I learned. I learned on a $5 table. Evidently, you can find them downtown, but like all the nice casinos where you're not going to get
downtown
stabbed.
Yeah,
they don't have $5 tables.
No, they don't.
I don't even know how to figure the odds. Like, I don't know
where
how to like.
Where are you guys staying? Can I ask?
MGM.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Going to
awesome
the pool?
Pool. Hell yeah. Lazy
Vegas
River,
Vegas does
man.
A pool better than just
yes.
about anybody.
I cannot wait. I'm going to spend 48 hours a complete heathen, and yeah. I cannot wait.
Get it, girl.
I'm going to like, who knows if I'll sleep. And I'm going to have a roommate, which is super fun and exciting.
That's fun. I'm a little jealous of that. But then when she said, I'm going to stay up all night, I got real tired.
Yep,
because I like to go
really
to bed at
early,
night.
So I'm nervous about that, too.
She won't in Vegas.
Hopefully not.
I'm the only person I know that was like, does anybody want to go on a walk? And it was like 8:30 a.m. and everybody was like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
No, I am in Vegas.
No, we are still heading to our rooms. We
yeah,
haven't
we're
been
all just
to our
coming
rooms.
Home. And I'm like,
yeah.
Do you guys want to get eggs? And they're like, fuck no.
Although that one of the last times we were there and we went to that 80s dance club, which
that
was
so
much fun.
I was out till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Give me a good place to dance, which I don't think they're super easy to find in Vegas all mm-mm. the time. We stumbled upon that place and
yeah.
then I stumbled right on out. What's up? And yeah. I thought I was so badass. I was like, look at me. I still got it. I'm dancing till 2 a.m. Let me tell you what I did the next day. Took like 400 ibuprofen.
Yes.
My hips. I was like, I need a better shoe. Like
yeah.
I could not have been more wrecked.
Well, we got a good deal in the room. We
good.
Got like good deal on tickets and stuff like that. So I am just going for absolute hedonism.
So fun.
As much as one very married, boring PTA member can
hey
do,
man,
you know,
go down to that pool, order some fun drinks, buy a pool table or pool
I'm
chair.
I'm paying for it. I'm not fighting
don't
any
fight
youngsters
people for pool chairs.
Hell
and
no.
Put you in a bad mood.
Gonna drop the cash.
Drop the cash. Lay there in a bikini. Get people to serve you. Go play.
Gonna
slots.
Do some pennies. That's what I do now.
Don't see a show.
I think
that's what you do when you don't have a real fun plan.
Well, look, my the lady who's retiring, who I love, if she wants to go to a show, we're going to go to a show. Like it's her party. I mean,
depends on the show, too.
Thunder Down Under.
Fine. That's
maybe,
a show. That's a show she'd be interested
in.
Is
that still a thing?
Well, I know that Magic Mike, which we've been to so many times, which is such a weird thing to say.
We've got a punch card, man.
Because both of us are kind of uncomfortable with those
100%.
Kind of shows.
My husband's not comfortable with me going. He's like, you go to that a lot, man. No.
My husband would not care. He does not care. I think he gets like competitive that he might be a better dancer than them. He would
they're
not
pretty
care.
Good dancers. I think Colin's a great dancer, but there are some pretty good dancers. And I don't know, the best dance of the entire Magic Mike show is always
tell,
with the...
Don't tell. It's a spoiler, right?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait, I think you could... I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's a woman. Can,
it's with a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when the audience gets quiet. When women who are together in a group become immediately quiet...
And just like eyes very wide.
Yes. All men, be wary. I'm at an age where winding down at the end of the night gives me butterflies. I love it so much. I want to make every part of my process delightful, delicious, and cozy. And that's why I am obsessed with Lola blankets. These blankets are the softest thing you have ever touched. And might I just say, they are a little bit weighted, so I find that the second I put that on top of me, I am calmed. And for someone like me, calm is the goal, but it's not so easy to come by. Mola blankets are so soft and the whole family loves them. They're aesthetic, they're gorgeous, they look good in every room. And let me tell you something, they make an amazing gift. For a limited time, our listeners get 40% off select Lola Blankets products with code IMOMSOHARD at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code IMOMSOHARD to get 40% off your order. You don't get out much and like you got to go have freedom to go do what you want to do
take
and go
a take a nap at 5 o'clock.
Get your girl, then, go have drinks at four, take a nap till six. Food in Vegas is
so
good.
So much food.
Vegas food like is good.
One of the things I'm most excited about, that and using my little purse. And
I did not mean to not give you enough ooh about the purse. It's very cute.
No, I know. I'll put a picture of it if you don't watch this on YouTube. But, and can I also brag? I got it on Poshmark for $12.
Oh my God.
Right?
We're going to do an episode about Poshmark.
We absolutely are. Because I'm
in a fight with a girl, man.
I am about to.
I have her handle. I'm like, I'm going to watch everything you post from now on. And just like, you sold those pants from underneath me and I'm mad about it.
Okay.
I've never gotten into it.
We'll get into it later.
$5, bid $10. Like, you want to go? I'll go. I'll bid on a shirt I don't want.
If you don't ever drop the price,
I'm done with you.
And you send me an offer back that's
$5.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah. No, I climbed the ladder and then she sold them to someone else.
You'll be up my ass trying to get me to buy it when nobody else wants to buy it.
I told you, I got on some sort of weird bot. Now I'm part of some, like, I really fucked up. I just can't be trusted, man. Like, I don't know how Poshmark is mad at me, but they're mad at me and they're coming for me. And
oh,
I don't know. I bought a pair of shoes and that went bad. But they're really good shoes. But now I'm on this guy Steve's list of shows that he does. Or like,
oh, he's like, he's got to white noise those
up. Like, I don't know what to do, man. No. It's overwhelming. Okay.
Okay. That was just a little okay. Sidebar.
So that was a fun way to start this episode. In no way is this episode going to be fun because we're going to talk about...
Well, we are going to talk about murder, which is...
Well,
but
the first one's going to be death. So here's our official trigger warning. One, we're going to talk about death of an animal. That's not funny.
Yeah.
No, it is. But number two, we're going to talk about a very intense true crime case.
That involves a mom and a baby.
Mom and a baby and infant death. So if you're having not a great day or this feels too much for you... This is not the episode.
We're not going to go into the details of the crime or anything like that. So, but we are going to, I mean, we'll go into like the...
We're going to shit on her a lot.
Fuck
the
yeah.
woman who is the problem.
Who deserves
problem.
It. Yeah.
But there was a lot. It's a tragic, grisly case. So if this is not your thing, this is where you can
jump out. Yeah. It might not be
out.
The day for you. Okay.
But the first thing, this is the weirdest thing. Okay. And I don't even believe in... Like, I mean, I believe in signs. Like, I'll take it if it works for me. Like, but I'm only looking for a sign that tells me I'm going to get something I want.
Well, yeah. Well, I think that's what you should pay attention to.
Yeah. I'm not like, oh, that sign's telling me to not eat McDonald's drive through. I'm
that
like,
is,
well, I didn't see
honestly,
that.
Honestly, if I get a sign that's that specific, I'm going to listen to that. Oh. But I think I agree. I don't take advice unless it's in the affirmative. I don't like it when somebody goes, hey, don't do this way. I'm like,
right. What's the affirmative? What do you mean? Give an example.
It means like, I have done this and been successful at it. Here is the advice that I give. But when somebody like says, don't do it the way I did it, I'm like, no, don't worry. I'm not even going to like heed that as.
Do you know what I don't like about either one of those versions?
What?
I didn't ask.
Well,
if I don't ask, I don't want your advice. Straight up.
Yeah. I do remember telling people when I was pregnant, I was like, I don't want to hear your labor horror story because I want it to be my own experience without getting like sort of clouded
by it. Or the guy
at
Trader Joe's that told me to put olive oil on my who?
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you so much. I'm now going to look down at your name tag, Brandon, because I don't know your name. And we are just having a very open conversation about my nethers.
Okay, I know.
Granted,
you're very
I did
earthy.
It, and it was better.
You know what, Brandon? Recommend the spice jam. Tell me that I'm going to like that lemon basil paste, but don't talk about my vagina.
Yeah, if you can figure out a vagina, figure out your parking lot, and then I'm going to be in a better mood altogether. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Exactly, okay.
Anyway, moving on. So, okay. So Jen and I were,
I'm into signs.
We were supposed to be shooting a video about the announcement of our book.
Yep.
Which we were just doing a lot of like, that kind of stuff is always hard and makes you feel like not creative because you have to do it a certain way. And it's just part of it. And we were getting together and all of a sudden Jen's like, a bird just fell out of the sky and is hurt. So of course all production shuts down immediately, well, which is Jen's husband, me and Jen.
Okay. Well, so to back it up, if I haven't mentioned on here, because I'm so into signs, I believe that owls visit us and that is my mother-in-law who has passed because when...
I can't make a joke after that part.
Well, but okay. But so when I was very nervous about Dash when he was first born and I wasn't sleeping and I was in that like that moment of like insanity that all new moms are.
Yeah.
I just said this like prayer out loud to her to like help me watch after him. Like you can, you're like the eye in the sky. And then I started seeing and hearing owls everywhere. Like my aunt sent a quilt that she'd made that had owls all over it. One appeared in our backyard. When we bought this house, when we came to like tour it, there were two owls in the backyard in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
So our family has agreed that is grandma.
I think that's delightful. That doesn't make you crazy.
No, it's just,
it's also a coping mechanism. Everybody that's reasonable can hear that. I'm talking about
also owls,
the weird
are like
crap. Okay.
Interdimensional and a connection to God. I'm just saying. Okay. Anyways,
you're going to lose me.
I came out to grab something from the back house, saw something move in the corner of my eye, and I thought it was an owl, but here's why.
No, that's fair.
It was all puffed up. Like its feathers were all puffed up, like trying to protect itself. So it was like kind of round. So I was like, oh my God, if there's an owl sitting on the ground 4 feet away from me, like what does that mean?
And it's like, might I just add this part? I come out and Jen's like, I don't know what it is, but I think a bird is hurt. And I'm sure it's like the full-breasted kukuwa or something. And I go, she goes, I'm going to get my phone and I'm going to look at what kind of bird it is. And I go, I don't think you need to do that because it's a hawk. It is a bird of prey and you are short and you are 1 foot away from this thing. And its eyeballs are like trying to track you.
Yeah.
And you're acting like what hawks eat, which is sort of like dizzy small animals that are like, do you want to be my friend?
Yeah. And then I was doing a Snow White thing. And
yeah, she's like, look at this charming little animal. I go, that'll eat raw meat just so you're... Yeah.
How long fully, your toenails are.
Yeah, the talons. But the little guy was definitely had his... We don't know, but seemed like he'd had his bell rung a bit. Yeah,
we were trying to not freak him out, and every time we got close, he would like puff up his feathers, we're freaking him out a little bit. So we tried to hang back, made sure there was a water source nearby.
Turns out he's a juvenile hawk, which is an interesting fact that we're trying to do.
Yeah.
A middle school mom survival guide. And we have to stop what we're doing to help
mother.
A juvenile that's in need.
That made mistakes.
That made mistakes. That probably went somewhere that hawk's mom was like,
told you not to. There were ducks next door in my neighbor's pool, and I'm pretty convinced that I was like, I bet that motherfucker just ate little baby ducks, and he just can't fly.
It's like, burping, yellow feathers. So it was all fun and games, and we called what did you call that? The animal, like a
whatever for LA County, like animal protection.
And they were like, keep him for a day, and then we'll come get him. And we didn't know that was code for. This doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And so,
and also we have three dogs that I was like, as soon as they notice this thing, and they are not hunting dogs, even though one of them is a hunting dog, all she tracks is loaves of bread that you leave too close to the edge of the counter. Yes.
Yeah. So she doesn't have to track. There's a lot of options.
She doesn't even have attention. Like you could be a wounded, dying water buffalo next to her. And she'd be like,
I'm not going to eat that.
Can I go upsie? Yeah.
Yeah, can
she's
I get a burrito?
The most domesticated dog ever. So we were worried, like, how are we going to keep this guy safe? And then later in the night, I texted Kristen a picture. He had hopped up onto like a high planter.
And we all thought he was
a good sign.
And we named him. That's their first mistake.
Well,
we named him Ethan. Ethan Hawk.
Can I tell you what the members of my family did that really upsets me? Okay, we named him Ethan. That was his name. We were the first ones to see him. That's what we named him. My daughter names him Maya Hawk. My son names him Mohawk. And I'm like, that is not his name, you guys.
We came up with a name. They can't usurp our name.
Exactly. So now Delilah will be like, Mo. And I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about.
Just, yeah. Although that's funny. But we, so, well.
He didn't make it through the night.
He didn't make it.
And then, so we're like, what does that mean?
So she looked it up and it has to.
Hold on, I got it in my phone here.
I don't want to surprise anybody.
Okay. Hawk spirit animals invite us to be focused in our daily undertakings. When you feel the presence of the hawk totem, avoid distractions and focus on the task at hand. If you've listened to this podcast.
This is bird riddling.
You know that that is our Achilles heel. So we were like, this hawk has come to tell us.
Focus the fuck up.
Focus up, man. And we always tell each other, keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah. Like that's, it literally came into our lives to say, you guys were supposed to be shooting a video and now you're out here and it's not going great for me, but can you focus?
Yeah.
And then we didn't get the signal. We didn't get the sign because
the next day, my son's outside, probably in his underwear, as he likes to do, taking a lacrosse ball and bouncing it into the net, and comes running inside like he's just seen a ghost. And I'm like, what's going on? He goes, you got to come outside. I'm not sure what's going on. So in a bush underneath the tree on the other side of where we met Ethan Hawk, there's another hawk and it's fallen out of the tree. Or pushed.
Or poisoned. This is why we like true crime. But that guy didn't make it. So that was a double sign. All. Basically, the gods were like, oh God, we need these two to focus.
We're listening.
We're going to send him one sign. Nope. Now they're talking about something.
Yeah.
But send him another one. We'll send him two hawks that mean focus and don't get distracted. How much ADD can one person have?
I don't know. I'm getting it. I'm developing it or something.
Well, we felt bad. But
we did our best.
We think I'm going to choose to believe that this was a sign and that we're going to take Ethan and his brother, Marty, and we're going to just live a strong life, focused. Yeah.
Life is precious. Focus on the fun, the good. Go to Vegas.
Now let's talk about true crime.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about it.
Again, this case.
Okay. It's all over Netflix.
My fear or my worry when we talk about this is that we're going to seem as though we aren't reverent about the loss of the mother and the baby, because it's just the most fucking devastating thing. I don't want us to seem like we're being cavalier for the sake of entertainment. Because I don't know. It's a really hard case to talk about.
Well, it's, you know, there's a reason that it's popular on Netflix, and it is a look into like a human that you don't see that much. But although I've heard of this before.
Like, I know it does happen. It's crazy. I think it's happened, like baby stealing has happened in the past.
It's like the oldest true crime story. You know, in the U.S. is the Lindbergh baby.
Lindbergh baby, yeah. Here's what I'm going to say I've noticed about true crime lately. I've been taking a break.
Me too, but probably because I've seen it all.
See, and I haven't, but the newness of body cams is really jacking me up.
Yeah.
Like seeing it.
You're not a step removed like you are.
No, and there's something I love about like a 1970s detective that was like,
yes,
I was only a junior cop on the case, and they unfold the story as opposed to literally seeing it. There's something about that that's almost like Uncanny Valley, where I feel like protective of myself, and I'm like,
it's voyeuristic in a way because you're kind of like, oh, I'm enjoying this. It's like, remember when we were in high school, Faces of Death? Oh,
I never saw one. I refused. I thought for sure I would like not be able to handle it.
I don't want to get enjoyment or entertainment out of suffering.
Also, I think there's too much that's just, you're just swiping through and you can see something horrific and you didn't even, I don't want. So with this case, when they started to establish that there was going to be body cam stuff, like, it immediately took me a couple times to get started on it. The case is as grisly
it's
as
it's only a little bit of body cam.
It's only
cam
a little bit. The documentary itself that we're going to tell you the title to is really fantastic.
Yeah.
As a documentary, but that's my thing about true crime right now. I almost can't do it if there's body cam stuff, because I feel like I'm doing myself damage, like a little right. bit of trauma. Well, I always feel a little sick to my stomach.
I will tell you that my very favorite, if I can say that, stories here are like, it's, 1790 and it's in this like English town.
Yeah, reenactments, man.
Yeah.
We're from right? Unsolved Mysteries. Everything was a reenactment. And I thought that was scary. And 2020, like today,
yeah.
is reenactments. There's like a VO yeah. in a reenactment, and you're waiting for the person that's telling the story if you can determine that what they're wearing is prison gear.
Yeah.
Because you're like, are you the bad guy at the end of this?
Well, that I think that's interesting about this documentary. Okay, it's
so
but anyways, I like stuff that's old. I like it far away, but there's a lot of like contemporaneous, really close, where you do the math of like they'd be this old right now kind of thing that yeah. I don't like about some documentaries right now. It's called Maternal Instinct, and it's a really well done documentary. I think it's number one on Netflix right now. And what I like about it, or the story, is you know where it's going. You know what the end of it is, but how it gets there takes so many twists and turns and is just like so unimaginable to me.
I think what's unbelievable about this documentary is, okay, so I just want to make sure. So it's Maternal Instincts, and it details the horrific 2020 true crime case of Taylor Renee Parker. Desperate to keep her boyfriend from leaving, Parker faked an entire 10-month pregnancy wearing silicone bellies, hosting gender reveals, and posting updates. When her lies unravel, she murders 21-year-old Reagan Simmons Hancock and stole the unborn baby. Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't get chills from just that, then I don't know.
But she's so smart. How did she think she would get away with it?
That's what I'm saying. This person is the most awful human
yeah.
I've ever seen, like in human form. I can't believe there's someone that is this person.
Right. Right.
That to me, you feel like this has to be made up. This cannot be a real story. This cannot be a real person. And it is.
Yeah.
By the way, she gets hers. So don't worry, but it's an incredible case.
Well, it reminds me of that, Scamanda case too.
Oh, wait, remind me of that one.
The one who acts like she's sick for like 8 years and gets like everybody in her church to give her money and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
The level of lying and how many like layers of story it takes to maintain this, it's very similar.
But here's the thing that I would say in comparison to like a story like Scamanda, where there was a church element, this is just someone who like moves to a new town, wants to keep her dude, and says she's pregnant and then goes forward with that. She's also the world's biggest liar and everything is yeah. a lie. But what I found amazing is like how she just put one foot in front of the other and just did it. And like, yeah, but in a million years, if you told me we were going to a gender reveal, I would never be like, she might be lying.
Well, I think so too, because like when people are sick, a lot of times they start to look sick. So you get like, if they're not looking sick, you're like, I don't know.
You seem you pretty know? Good.
You feel okay to me.
Yeah.
That, even though we have been scammed.
We have.
Anyways, it would be really easy to do that because with a pregnancy to fool people, because nobody's expecting it. You can get pregnant falling off a log. Like it's so easy. Like it's, you don't, and she already had two kids.
I know that's what's crazy. And she's oh my God, okay. You guys, I have so much.
She had two kids.
Let's talk about her.
Okay. Let's talk about from the beginning. Okay.
Okay. So
there will be spoilers just so you know.
We just did.
It's all spoiled.
Literally. Yeah. I don't know.
Oops.
What we could tell you that doesn't just...
But at the beginning, they tell you that.
Yes, which I think is the sign of a really good true crime documentary. If they tell you how it's going to turn out, the journey is going to be
crazy.
Awesome. Just the one with the chick that the boyfriend says,
hey, I killed somebody.
Oh, should I marry a murderer? Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God, they just told us everything in the first 30 seconds. What is in the middle?
The
body cam footage of this is the first thing you see is this woman in a hospital bed. And she's, well, actually the first footage you see is her being pulled over.
Yeah.
God, I almost can't.
Yeah.
She gets pulled over in the car. She claims she just
gave birth in the car. Yeah.
And then she goes to the hospital. And how did they know?
Okay, because it's a small town and the place, so she had had a tubal ligation that failed and she ended up with an ectopic pregnancy.
Yes.
So they had to do a complete hysterectomy to like save her life. And she was like 21 when this happened.
Yeah.
Because she had already had two kids. So the place that she had had that done, it was a small enough town that everybody that worked there knew she couldn't have a baby.
Yeah.
But they are HIPAA. But HIPAA won't let you disclose medical information like that.
I would be the worst.
They tried. They were like, well, whatever you think you might
know
be true
about her. Probably.
So people knew it wasn't true. And at this point, people have seen in town that she is carrying out this fake pregnancy into 10 months and has to pull something off. Like there has to be, at 10 months, you're going to have
But did it blow your mind that you could go get a fake sonogram?
Oh yeah. Let's go. Hold on. Let's get to that. But here, okay. So they, like the doctor that performed her hysterectomy,
yes,
called the hospital and said, have your hackles up. They called it a code pink. They think she was going to steal a baby or something because she's taken this lie so far that they warned the hospital. Everybody kind of knew like she's going to do something, which is part of my problem with all of this, actually.
I did not know that part.
Yeah. So they warned them. But so working backwards, she would go to different clinics and nobody would go in with her because, including the boyfriend, because it was COVID times. So nobody actually saw an ultrasound. But you can order online with your name.
Though?
And I don't know, because you can, it's like the dark web. You can get anything you want to buy on there. She was trying to find a newborn baby at the last minute that she could get.
Online?
Yeah.
I don't think I should make jokes in this direction.
I guess she wanted to adopt, but I don't know. Obviously, well, she didn't have a lot of morals.
She doesn't. She doesn't want to adopt. She doesn't want to do the right thing. She's not, I mean, I think it's fair to say she's like as evil gets, and she's a manipulator and she's a liar and it's not the first time. But the fact that she had the wherewithal to be like, you know what I'm going to order? A sonogram. And she did a fake sonogram.
Yeah.
I didn't, but I am also like, hey, sonogram company, what possibly could come from that that isn't a lie? Who's ordering first of all, if it's April Fool's Day joke, that's fucking mean. And second of all, what else would you need a fake sonogram for except for massive amounts of deception?
Well, I think, well, there's obviously a market for it if you can buy them. But
it's
like,
not only a market. It was a full like
website.
Tripped out website. They were like, do you want a 3 months? Do you want a 6 months? I'm like, what are we, why?
I guess you can falsify anything probably.
I just didn't know. I used to think it had to be with a guy named Gary in a parking lot.
Well, but now because it's web, it's like, come here, get your fake clean urine test.
Yeah.
And
do you want to pee in a cup? We'll send you pee in a cup.
You can probably get anything you wanted.
I'm not Googling it because I don't want to get on a list.
Me too. But so she did that. She got the fake ultrasounds and stuff like that. Her dopey ass hog farming boyfriend, who we've all known that guy, he was none the wiser. Had no idea.
Okay.
His accent was so thick, my son couldn't understand what he was saying, and I had to translate sometimes.
Okay, but I'm going to say something.
Yeah?
I'm not defending. This is literally something I observed of this documentary. But, okay, this chick, what's her name? Oh, I feel like I don't want to ever feel like we're excited talking about this because it's so grisly. But the thing that gets me fired up about this case is like this Parker chick is such a liar, but she lies in the right direction that like baits the hook and gets these people in. It also do with money. She's like, you know, my mom and I are not speaking, but I'm owed $2 million. And she
from
keeps,
a syrup fortune.
Yeah. And it's such lies, but they really want that money. His family,
okay,
they're all locked into this potential idea of money. Otherwise, I think they would be like, you got to get out of this, man. She is bad news. But everyone's if you marry her, we might get $2 million.
He admits he doesn't love her. In the course of the documentary, he's like, I know she just kept wanting me to say that I loved her.
Also,
he's not that cute, you guys.
I I do not mean to be rude,
but I don't know why she was.
She seemed, I don't know. This just seemed like not the right.
That he's not the dude I'm risking eternal damnation for.
God bless a small town. You're like a big fish in a frickin' small pond. But I think his family seems terrible. And
yeah.
And he seemed like he was sort of on the hook for a little bit of money too. So it just, I don't know. It felt like
he wanted that ranch. They were going to buy like a $4 million. The lies are so big, you guys. This is the thing that it after you start going so big, you can no longer go small. Okay. So she takes him to this ranch and they're going to buy a $4 million ranch. She's like, I'm just waiting on the money from my grandma.
Yeah.
And like she has like burner phones, 3 or 4 burner phones. She plays a real estate agent, a banker. She pay like a executor of an estate, all of these things with different phone numbers to trip up the bank. And in my head, I'm like, how long did you think you could do this for? Because there's no money. There was never
any money, but she had enough to like pay for a car. And then the car gets repoed. You're like, but she got the car.
It's such a weird infantile brain that you don't think you're ever going to like
get caught
or that there will ever have to be. Or I guess she just thinks she can always lie her way out of it. Like that there's always a lie she can make. Because she is, after she is caught so red-handed in the murder, she's blaming that girl.
Sure, I just think like, she's so mental. I mean, so I'm not saying,
is she evil or is she crazy, do you think?
I just think there's some people that are evil, and I think she's one of them.
Yeah.
I think she's as evil as they get. Here's the good news. She gets the book thrown at her, which is great. And but when you hear the testimony of the girl that she murdered, that was pregnant, I think it's probably the best example of what somebody looks like that truly hates someone else. The friend that knew that she was a liar, that knew she was trouble, the one that's sitting there in the black dress.
Yep.
There's something about she is stone cold. Like she does not raise her eyebrows. She does not change her tone.
It could have been her.
Yeah, because she was going to have a baby.
She was going to have a baby. And she says even, she was like, she just started to get weird.
She had to take a break because she got too excited about her pregnancy.
Yeah.
She was like,
it made her nervous.
Wanting to do the wanting to go to all of her doctor's appointments with her.
Yeah.
Which
was probably to steal that. Cause she goes, as soon as I was pregnant, she said she was pregnant. Meanwhile, she had told this friend, I can't have kids. I want you to
have a baby,
carry
for me.
My baby. Yeah.
I mean, that's when you start going, all right, but you would never think, oh, you know what? This person is coming on too strong. This person wants too much to do with me. Let me call the police because I think she's a little bit out there. I wouldn't cut bait. And now I will. Now I'll call the police on. I'm going to start thinking about. I will call the police on anybody. And I have.
It's so weird to me, though, that like a child will go, we own horses, you know, like just they will tell a lie like that. And you know that there will be a comeuppance to that. Like eventually I want to see the horse, you know, that is the kind of lies that she told where there was inevitably going to be proof required at some point, but she just kept upping the ante and like,
until she commits the most grisly crime imaginable just to keep it going. I mean,
you go to the, so at the end of it, she goes to the extent of having a burner phone that texts her husband to get him out of the house to say, you have to go pick up these hogs. We need the money at $6,000 or whatever. She goes to that extent, but then does not think forward enough to go, how do I not get caught for this murder?
Or also she's in the doctor's office and they're like, we're going to do an exam now.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not an OBGYN, but when a woman gives birth, there are signs, all right? It ain't easy. So the fact that she made it, that she did tell herself so many lies and she's sitting in that hospital bed still believing it, body cam stuff that I was like, I think I'm out.
Yeah, and it was so interesting to see the people who were like from the small town who are not used to like a cameras. Crime. It's different being in like an ER, you know, orderly in Queens or something. You've seen a stabbing, and I know someone who was. So I know she's like, I was trying to fill out paperwork and blood was dripping on it. And I look up and there's a guy who had like a steak knife sticking out of his neck.
This is a small town. In Oklahoma?
In Oklahoma. North part of Texas into Oklahoma. It takes place in like right by the state line in both jurisdictions. And like these people, including the doctor who goes in and gives her a pelvic exam to see if she's just had a kid, he doesn't do it the right way. Like he doesn't like, he says to her, he goes, doesn't look like he had a baby. He's walking out of the room going, doesn't look like she had a baby. He's just so freaked out. Like everybody in this town is so freaked out by what happened. Like the nurses are like, oh, this is bad. This is really bad, huh? They're like, they don't know what to do.
I just think when human behavior shows like somebody that's so off kilter, like it takes forever for your brain to be like, oh, something bad happened and this person did it. Like you would want to compute that there had to be a reason or a cause or something. Or a mistake or a misunderstanding. I'm sure it took a long time to travel to the point that she is. And that's why when the police get involved, I'm like, she's got to go down, y'all. Like like we just met the devil.
Yeah. I guess that when people say like it's unimaginable, I guess that's what that word really means is that like when you're in that situation, you can't compute that it's real. It seems like a made up thing that's not happening.
I think when it comes to cases like this where I'm literally sitting here squirming is because sometimes I don't know that I would be able to detect evil. Like, evil doesn't look like what you think it looks like.
Right.
And so sometimes I worry, like, I do have a sense. I do have I believe I have a keen sense of like my haunches are up or I'm like, something's off here. I can't articulate it, but I don't like, or I'll get a sense of somebody. I'll be like, I don't like them. And I'm usually right. And I don't mean to be rude, but to hear this kind of story or this kind of a case and it comes to this end, I think to myself, who would I be in this story? Where would I turn her in? Would I know? Could you predict? Were there any signs?
No.
Is there, and it makes me like, I don't know who the boogeyman is. And so I get like freaked out by that.
I think that's why people are so interested in it. Is this girl who commits this crime could have been anybody that you knew or you went to high school with? Cause literally when they start talking about her in the beginning, before they like, after that, like, footage and they start talking about her in high school, it sounds like she's gonna get murdered because it's like 100%. She lit up every room. They talk about her like she's so great and so bubbly and everybody likes her.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden she's the bad guy. And it is. It's, I think people like watch this stuff, or I think I watch it. I am trying to understand.
You know what the other thing is too, is it's the fear of like manipulation on any form. Like if you've ever been lied to, like, or manipulated and it worked, there's nothing that makes you feel dumber or smaller or more pissed off. Or you like start retracing your steps and you're like, my God, it was like, it was in front of me and I couldn't freaking see it. Usually it's in a relationship, but sometimes it's in other shit where you're like, there's a little voice in you going, maybe I shouldn't buy this used car. Maybe I shouldn't buy this. Like
voice inside you like says, I had no idea. To believe though.
Yeah. Even you try to choose the good and you're like, oh, I don't know why I feel that. Or you're being judgmental, but now I'm going to believe that everybody's a murderer.
I don't think that's not the takeaway from that. That's not what we want people to go home thinking.
I don't think
thinking.
I should watch cases like this one. It's too far for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the psychology of it is insane because what drives a person to do that?
I don't know, and I don't want to relate at all. I don't want to think about it, and I don't want to know. I want her just to go in and never see out.
Can we also talk about, though, that I don't mean to bag on like the people involved in it, but that is my one rub with it is everybody was like, we knew she'd be up to something. But all those people who knew her and intimately did not know she would go that bad.
Yeah.
But like,
there would be like 10 people I'd turn in right now where I'm like, I got a feeling this person's shady or isn't telling the truth. Or I got family members that I'm like, I don't believe there's any real estate for sale. You're just,
How are you trying to get me in an MLM? Intervention or something? Like, how do you not get her in a room?
What are you intervening? What are you like? How do you intervene? Like from the early, like unless they saw the silicone belly, like unless they saw a true act out of that, then you've got to intervene. Then you go right to the police. But like, if she had the sonogram and she does the gender reveal, I mean, they were all like, we thought it was crazy. We are at this gender reveal, and if they know for a fact she has a hysterectomy, then you're 100% complicit. In my opinion, if you knew she had a hysterectomy and you go to a gender reveal, I think that you could be charged. That's my opinion.
Because her dad was there. Her dad was
crazy. Yeah, you guys, we've all lost ourselves.
Her dad would have to know. The funny thing was, the one woman in the documentary that I thought was really, well, I thought his mom was relatively awful.
She was like, I got a car and then they took it.
Yeah. And she's definitely in it for the cash. And also I was like, clearly has a type that is apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Like his mom didn't seem great, but he's got this best friend that's like a nice, lovable Oklahoma dude. And that dude's wife is like, nope, I was up all night and I was fucking exposing her. And
I love the friend. Yeah. She's like, I know something's up. I called the doctor's office and they said, if you have a feeling, trust it. And I did. And I'm like, yeah, she should be champion.
She's a hero, you guys.
She's the investigator.
She literally was the only one who was like, really? So she's protecting her husband's friend. And then after a while, when she sees everybody getting duped, she's like, fuck no, I got to prove this. And she did. She is the one that found the girl's aunt. And
because they were just a town away, but it felt like they were mom. And by the way, she's posting
all I'm over like, on Facebook.
Why did anybody go, girl, I think you got your stuff taken out. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe that's the first time in social media history that everybody's sensitive.
Wait, nobody came home from the bars and were like, good for you in science. How did you make that happen?
We know for a fact you got all that taken out. Like, where's that DM?
I don't know.
They're all worried they're going to get murdered.
You guys got to watch the documentary. It's really good.
Or don't.
I watched it twice.
Jen.
I didn't mean to, though. And I didn't watch the end twice, but I watched most of it twice. And then I did do a deep dive online because this wasn't her first rodeo.
I'm like, my stomach hurts.
I want to know what she did before this because she didn't have any friends. Going into this, she had no long-term friends.
She's also a shitty mom. She's like, doesn't have anything to do with her children.
I know.
Yeah, she's a bad person. She's a bad person.
So I want to know what the even further backstory is. This is,
Guys, thank God we just ruin this day?
I don't know.
World Cup was so much more fun.
Look, let's let you off the hook. It's that we're moms and we don't like to watch any docs that are like mom related. Like it feels a little too close to home. Anything that moms or kids, and this one's both of them, it is something else and unbelievable. So if you can stomach it, watch it. But
I like to stick to the ones where it's definitely like the jilted wife. Those are fun.
She gears more towards two dudes in hockey gear kissing and doing pelvic stretches.
Are we talking about heated rivalry? You want to not feel sad? Watch Heated Rivalry. You want the antithesis of this documentary? Here's what you do. If you want to watch the documentary, leave some time for a heated rivalry chaser you're not left with just a hole in your stomach.
You're going to want to watch America's Funniest Videos.
You're going to need to get out from under. So don't watch it at night. Don't watch it before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Don't watch it at all if you don't want to. But if you need to change, watch Heated Rivalry, period. But also just to make yourself feel better against everything.
There might be this kind of like, is it, and not Schadenfreude, but like, what do they call that? Like a Stockholm syndrome. Like I was trying to explain to my kids, here's why you can't watch scary movies. Cause my daughter's obsessed with like dumb shark movies, which I'm like, you can watch that because I can mitigate those.
But not Jaws.
Fears. Yeah. She did watch Jaws 1. That's what started it all. But we're on to like Sharknado 4 and 5 at this point. We watched Thrash.
Spielberg's whole, he went, ugh.
Oh, you put me in the same category?
Jen's like, we're not going to watch Spielberg. We're going to watch Sharknado.
Well, we're watching all of them now. I get it. I'm like, my mom likes submarine movies. She likes shark movies. It's just everybody's got their thing. But now she's like, I want to watch Poltergeist. I'm like, the fuck you're going to watch Poltergeist? I'm like, I'm still not okay.
Yeah.
Like, I still don't want to look at a clown stuffed animal, you know, or like Count Lightning straight. There's too many things in that movie that freak me out. She wants to watch it. Yeah. So I was telling her, I go, the scariest one. And I go, I was like 13 or 14. Was Nightmare on Elm Street. And I go, we talk about it in our show. And everybody agrees. There's like a moan of like, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah.
Because something about it feels so like scary or like accessible to you that it's like, you
that
get like-
That could happen.
Yeah. And people got like Stockholm syndrome about that. That's why Freddy posters were on everybody's wall is you kind of are like, or also you thought he was good looking. What are you doing with your face?
Just a little bit. Well, I just was like, he just had really strong leadership skills. I just felt like he was like very assertive.
I would agree.
I'm sorry, but they should have made him uglier.
Yeah, he did have abs. I mean, he did have.
And he was huge and he was wide shouldered. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He murdered everybody.
Yeah. But so, actually that movie got made because Wes Craven, when he was a kid, was sitting up in his room and he kept seeing this guy in a red and green sweater standing at the bus stop.
Barf.
Yeah, under a stoplight. And he's like, I just used to look at this guy and I would think that guy's really scary. And the last time he ever saw the guy looks up, like Wes Craven has no idea that this guy sees him looking out of his window at him for all the nights he's seen him, looks up at him and waves.
Uh-uh.
And he wrote the movie about him, you know? I think we podcast.
I need a...
I'm going to hold Kristen now.
Pioneer.